Hey y'all, good morning. Thank you. Oh, goodness. Hey y'all. I gotta share. Hold on. I needed to get to this scripture because it kept coming up this morning. Ooh, thank you. I'm gonna share. Let me see who's on this morning. Good morning. Hey Bev. Hey Tiff. Hey this Shannon. Shannon, I love you. Hey Keetra. Good morning. Hey Keetra. Hey Kirby. Hey Deborah. Hey Nia. Hey Lydia. Hey Jerica. Sherla. Michelle. Kat. Julia. Kirby. Joyce. Jess. Saying Katina Tanitra. Y'all do me a favor, start sharing. I'm gonna start sharing. Ooh, thank you. Lord, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for what you have. Thank you, Father God, for teaching us how to persevere, teaching us how to overcome. Lord, help us to remember today that the greater one is inside of us. Ooh, my God. Orchestrate miracles, orchestrate signs, orchestrate wonders, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you for fresh starts. Thank you for new beginnings. Thank you that you are God. Ooh, thank you that you are God. 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 Come on. Oh my God, thank you for you. Listen. My nose feels itchy. Oh my God. Don't do me like that. First of all, let me tell y'all something. If you are new to devotion, welcome. We are such community and family here that is just growing in closeness. And I receive that, Tiff. When someone says that they are praying for me, it is such a big deal because just for so many reasons. So thank you for covering me. Thank you for hearing from me. And I'm going to study that out this morning. Tiff said that when she was up praying for me this morning, she heard the word flourish. And God keeps speaking to me that this is my due season. And I'm going to receive that this is my due season and that everything that I'm connected to shall flourish. So thank you for that. So it may give me more understanding to the scripture that God gave me this morning as well. And I thank God for his word. I thank God for how he leads us. I thank God for how he protects us. I thank God for how he keeps us. I thank God for how he overwhelms us. I thank God for new beginnings and fresh starts. I thank God for people who cover us in prayer. Man, I thank you. I want to say this first of all. If you are not, y'all keep sharing. If you are not getting on that prayer call on Saturday, ladies, there is a way that you can access it later. Sometimes your Saturdays are busy. Sometimes I want y'all to send an email to jessica@justbeinglmj.com and she will send you a copy, ladies only, of the prayer call. You need it. This Saturday was a reset for us just financially. God just ministered to us on finances, encouraged us in consistency. And if you get on and you get off, then I want you to go back and get it because I'm probably sure you missed something that you needed from Saturday man, it was, it shifted, it shook me, it woke me up just to how real, how good, how deep, how dope, how amazing God is. And I want you to have that. This is a season where there is a special dispensation of wisdom being released by the kingdom. You do not have to go without wisdom. You do not have to go without what you need. And so we covered finances from a spiritual perspective. God gave us word. I gave examples. Ooh, Deborah said he collected the broken bits and he is making something new. Deborah said he collected the broken bits and he's making something new. So ladies, if you missed the prayer call Saturday, email Jessica at justbeinglmj.com. She already sent it out for those of us that were on it. She'll send you an email and it'll contain the link. It's Zoom. I think it was about, I'm sorry, I was looking for Lex. I heard him. I think it was about 2 hours Saturday, but it's worth it. I promise you, it's so worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. So send her an email, get it from her so that you can get it. Catherine says she's missed the last three Saturdays due to prior obligation. Yeah, just get it. Go email it and get it to her and she'll send it to you. Jess said it was something so different and so beautiful. So I want to make sure that you get a chance. I want to make sure you get a chance to get it because God ministered to us on a whole nother level Saturday, and I appreciate him for it. I want us to pray together, and then I'm going to give you the scripture God gave me. I was already up praying over you this morning, praying for the devotional, and I'm going to be a hope starter today, Sunday morning before church, before whatever. A friend of mine and I were just praying and encouraging and lifting and dealing each other hope. And she picks up the phone and it will not leave me. And she calls me Yara and she calls me Kat. And she says to me, she says, the Lord told me to tell you that he can change things in a matter of seconds. She said, the Lord told me to tell you that he can change things in a matter of seconds. And she didn't know what I had before him in prayer. She didn't know what was on my mind. She didn't know what I was struggling with or whatever. I was being overwhelmed. She's like, the Lord said that he can change things in a matter of seconds. And I'm like, Lord, I believe it. I receive it. Let me hold on to this. I know that this woman hears from you. I've seen immediately. I've seen suddenly in my life. I've seen things go from where it looks like there was nothing. Yeah, Bev, she was like, a matter of seconds. So then I thought about like the next 6 seconds when the Lord had given me the word, the next 6 seconds. And I'm just like, Lord, I feel that we are in a season. I hear you, Holy Spirit. I feel like we are in a season of suddenlies. I feel like we are in a season of advancement. When we got off the devotional, the Lord just kept saying to me, favor causes the advantage. Favor causes the advantage. Favor, I feel like we are in a season of advancement. I feel like we are in a matter of moments. Woo! So I want to pray, and then I'm going to give you the scripture that he gave me. And I hope your hope is encouraged today. And that even if you've been suffering, because I have an area of my life that I'm going to be honest, that I have suffered with unbelief. I struggle with unbelief in a particular area. And I just simply go to God and I say, look, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. And then God keeps reminding me, Shamika, and God keeps reminding me, Alexis, and God keeps reminding me, Jess, that every time I come to him like that, it just does something for him. And he took me even to that scripture. I'm going to pray first and then I'll come in and say, he took me to this scripture when in a matter of seconds, this man's life changes from something that they had struggled with. And I was like, God, I trust you for a matter of seconds. I trust you that you can flip this thing over. I trust you that you can turn something around. I trust you that I can go from zero to 100. I trust you. Woo, y'all keep sharing. I trust you that if it doesn't appear to be what you have said, my God, that it can appear. And so I always, Lord, go, Lord, like, help me with my unbelief. It's not that I don't believe. Woo! It's not that I don't trust you. My God. My faith in some areas just need to be strengthened. Look at me. Need to be strengthened. Need to be reassured. Need to be encouraged. Need to be uplifted. And so I just simply tell him all the time. I said, I need you to help me. It's not that I don't believe. He said, I believe. I just need you to help me with my unbelief, right? And the Lord is like, there's nothing that cannot happen. I cannot give you a promise. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, woo! We come to you collectively. I just truly, truly believe there are some things that you're going to do for us suddenly. I think, Lord God, in this moment, in this season that we're in, that people need to experience you as at a whole new level. There has been suffering. There has been waiting. Woo! My God, some of us have waited so patiently. My God, some of us have been a little impatient in our waiting. But I just believe, Father God, in this corporate prayer today, that you're going to do miracles. Woo! I thank you, Lord God, that we're going to see signs. I thank you, Lord God, that wonders will be performed. I thank you, Lord God, even for creative miracles today, Lord God. I thank you. There are some things that we've been waiting on that need to be released and changed today. I thank you, Father God, that there's a healing that needs to take place today. I thank you, Lord God, someone's body is not in alignment right now, Lord God. And I think you can do and know you can do a suddenly and bring their body into alignment. Somebody needs to be restored today. Somebody needs their hope restored today. Somebody needs new strength today, Lord God. Somebody needs to see your favor, my God, in a circumstance and a situation. Somebody needs a court case to be thrown out today, Lord God, that the case just be thrown out, Lord God, that they see your mercy in a brand new way. Ooh, somebody needs to experience elevation today. Somebody needs to experience increase today. Somebody needs their family restored today. So Lord God, we ask that you open the eyes of our understanding to the hope of who you've called us to be in Christ Jesus, and that we pray today boldly in the power that works in us. Lord God, somebody needs to experience a sudden change. Someone needs a breakthrough today. Ooh, somebody needs to experience your power and your strength. Someone has felt low. Ooh, someone has felt hopeless, Lord God. And they need to experience your power and your strength today. Someone needs to see your hand in their circumstance and in their situation today. My God, someone needs to see it happen quickly, Lord God. Someone needs to see it happen suddenly, Lord God. Someone, Father God, needs their rent paid today. Someone needs their mortgage caught up today, Lord God. Someone needs, Father God, a sign today, Lord God, that they are flowing in you and going in the right way. And Lord God, I believe if we ask for a sign, that you'll give them a sign. Someone needs debt cancellation today. Someone needs the resources to pay debt off, Lord God. Someone needs a car repair today, Lord God. Someone needs to just see your power and your hand and have strength today, Lord God. Someone needs clarity in their thinking today, Lord God. Someone needs a new mindset today, Lord God. Someone needs their hope restored today, Lord God. Ooh! Someone needs to know, Lord God, today that you are still with them. Ooh! Lord God, it's not that it's not that they're trying to feel a certain way, but they need to know you're with them. Someone needs to experience your glory today. Ooh, my God. Someone needs to see your glory, Lord God. Someone's hand needs to see your hand in the situation. It can't fix. It can't change. It can't move. It can't develop. It can't go through without your favor on it. Ooh, someone needs ridiculous favor today, Lord God. Someone needs heavy angelic traffic today, Lord God. Angels moving back to and fro, Lord God. Someone needs your protection today, Lord God. Someone needs your provision
Someone needs your provision today, Lord God. Someone needs to be overwhelmed in your love today, Lord God. Someone needs to experience restoration. Woo! Someone needs you to rectify a situation, Lord God. My God. Someone needs your joy today, Lord God. Someone needs to be overwhelmed in your goodness today, Lord God. My God. Someone needs to be steadied. Woo! They just at the place where they're about to faint, Lord God, and they need you to steady them. Woo! Steady them in truth. Steady them in your word. Steady them in your promise. Steady them in purpose. Woo! My God. Someone needs Jesus today, Lord God. My God. Someone needs to be restored to the family, Lord God. Someone needs their son and daughter to come home today, Lord God. Someone needs the right phone call, the right text message, the right letter, the right email. My God, someone needs a new job today, Lord God. My God, there's nothing that you cannot do, Lord God. Someone, the word God says that you're close to the brokenhearted, Lord God, that you'll mend and heal the brokenhearted. Someone needs their heart healed today. Woo! Someone needs a new mindset, a shift in perspective today, Lord God. My God, someone needs to feel you. Someone needs to sit you. Someone has felt dry and burdened and overwhelmed and taxed, Lord God. Someone needs the burdens lifted off of them today. My God, Lord God, we're bringing you our cares. We're bringing you our concerns. We're bringing you our worries because we know you care for us. Woo! We're casting it on you. We're gathering it together. We're placing it on the altar today, Lord God. Someone needs to be relieved today, Lord God, from anxiety, from fear, from worry, from doubt, Lord God. And we know you can do all things. Woo! We know you can do all things. Lord God, trouble what troubles us. Woo! We plead the blood of Jesus over this day, over our homes. My God, someone needs to reach another measure of success. Woo! Someone needs new contracts. My God, you didn't give them a business to fail. You didn't give them this idea for it to fail. So reach deep down, Lord God, and show them the creativity they need. Show them where they're supposed to be. Show them what they're supposed to do. Put bold courage in them today, Lord God. Let them be courageous. Let them be bold. Let them be sober. Let them be vigilant. Woo! My God. Let them be steadfast. Let them be immovable. Do not let them get weary in well-doing. My God, we lift up our children before you today, Lord God. We won't worry over them. We'll cast our cares. We thank you, Lord God. You're doing a new thing in them. Woo! We thank you, Lord God. You're doing a new thing in them. We thank you, Lord God, their hunger and thirst for righteousness. We thank you, Father God, that you're doing the same thing in their friendships. Woo! My God, thank you, Lord. Take the taste out of their mouths for ungodly things and things that are hindering them and keeping them from moving into purpose. Take the taste out. Take whatever the vice is. Take whatever the thing is. Take the taste out their mouth today, Lord God, and let them see you. Thank you for restoring our relationships with our children today, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for new strategies. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for covenant partnerships and new relationships, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that joy is being restored today, that we choose joy. Oh, my God. We thank you, Father God, that it's working for us today, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that we'll see victory today, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for restoration in marriage. We thank you, Father God, for new marriages. You did not create man to be alone, woman to be alone. Thank you, Father God, for giving us a new mindset for marriage, not to just go get married, Lord God. Woo! But that we become kingdom, my God, in our marriages, that we become kingdom, my God, that we don't aspire just to get married, that we understand what it means to be a husband and we understand what it means to be a wife. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for disrupting every plot, ploy, and plan of the enemy that has tried to come against marriage. Woo! We thank you, people will not be in fear anymore. We thank you, Father God, that our hearts are pliable and soft and tender and free to love, and that we will not be afraid to love. We will not be afraid to get hurt. Ooh, let us experience breakthrough in that area today, Lord God. Let us be sober in our mindset. Ooh, we thank you, Lord God, for every resource we need. We thank you, you supply all our needs according to the riches and glory. We thank you that the vision is being funded today. We thank you, Father God, that people are getting in position and place, and no good thing will be withheld from us. Every person that is assigned, woo, to get in position in our life, open their eyes to see. Woo, let them see the value of you on our lives. My God, cause favor to come upon our lives, Lord God, so that we can get in position for others. Lord God, do not let us withhold what you are telling us to give into the life of someone else. Let us get in position for others, Lord God. Let us not be afraid to do new things and go new places and go to new cities, Lord God. Ooh, uproot the negative mindset that we've held on to for so long. Help us to be bold and courageous and have the mind of Christ, Lord God. Help us to do bold things, Lord God. My God, in the name of Jesus, someone needs a breakthrough today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, someone needs a suddenly today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, someone needs an immediately today, Lord God. Not just in the physical, Lord God, but also in the spiritual, Lord God. Lord God, we need your help. Woo! Lord God, we need your help. Lord God, we need your help, Lord God. My God, we need your help, Father. We need your help in the city. We need your help in the field. We need your help in the government. We need your help in our families. We need your help in our workplaces. We need your help in our temples. Lord God, we need your help. Cause it to happen for us today. Somebody need a today, Lord God. Somebody need a today, Lord God. Somebody is just at the end, Father God, and I know you can show them. Ooh, like the woman with the issue of blood that was spent out, I know there's an immediately available. I know there's a breakthrough available. I know there's a suddenly available. I know what kind of God you are. Ooh. You can do anything. You can do anything. You can do anything. You can do anything. Lord, I know you won't allow us to fail. Ooh. You can do anything. Thank you, Lord God. Cause the marriages to come. Cause the restoration to come. Flood us with your peace today. Do not let us be worried another moment today. Ooh. You can do anything, Lord God. You can do anything, Lord God. You can do anything. It can change in a matter of seconds. And we trust you and we believe you, Lord God. Lord, we're putting it all on the altar today. Lord God, this is a move. Woo! This is already a pre-celebration. We trust you, Lord God. We believe in you, Lord God. You are a good father. You are a faithful father. You are a just father. You are a true father. You are a kind father. Woo! You are for us. You do not leave us. You do not forsake us. Woo! Lord God, we thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for the increase. We thank you for the multiplication. We thank you, Father God, for the wisdom. Lord, some of us just need another level of wisdom. Thank you for that wisdom. Solomon asked for wisdom, and you gave him that and much, much more. Give us wisdom for health and wisdom for finances and wisdom for relationships and wisdom for marriage. Lord, teach us how to steward in all things that you've given us. Thank you for mending and healing our broken places. Woo! In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, 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 thank you. And no devil in hell
can stop this, and no devil in hell can change this, and no devil in hell can interrupt this, and no devil in hell can keep us from this. I thank you, Father God, that you're a good, 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 good Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you are doing miracles. My God, you said, come bold. We bold this morning. 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 We bold this morning, Lord God. We bold this morning, Lord God. We bold, we bold, we bold this morning, Lord God. We bold, we bold, we bold. We're bold this morning, Lord God. We're bold this morning. We're bold. We're bold. We bold this morning, Lord God. So let me give you the scripture that he gave me this morning after I was really still meditating on my friends. Anything can happen in seconds. We're going to go to Matthew 7. We're going to go to the 7th and 11th verse, and I'm going to read it to you in the Message version of the Bible. It says, don't bargain with God. Woo! God funny. He says, don't bargain with God. You do not have to bargain with God. That is a sign that you really just do not understand your righteousness, who you are and what he can do. It says, this is Matthew 7. It says, do not bargain. Don't bargain with God. Woo! Don't bargain with God. Be direct. Woo! It's a scripture he gave me. Don't bargain with God. He says, be direct. Ask for what you need. Woo! This isn't a cat and mouse hide and seek game we're in. Woo! If your child asks you for bread, do you trick him with sawdust? If he asks you for fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? As bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. You're at least decent to your own children. Woo! So don't you think. Woo! So don't you think that God who conceived you in love. Come on, put that in your notes. I've been conceived in love by God. I've been conceived in love by God. It says, so don't you think that God who conceived you in love will be even better? Woo! Oh my God. He says, here is a simple rule of thumb, guide for behavior. Woo! Ask yourself what you want people to do for you. Then grab the initiative and do it for them. Add up God's laws and prophets, and this is what you get. Thank you. 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 You do not have to beg God. 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 Even a human father would not refuse his basic desires. Ooh. So the God that loves you, ooh, the God that loves you, you make an earthly request. You're praying the desire. You're praying the desires in your heart that God gave you. God is not going to turn around and give you something of the opposite. He does not dangle carrots. He's not a God that fools. He's not a God that plays games. He's not. Ooh. Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you that we'll remember today that you're a good father. Ooh. We thank you, Lord God, that we are praying the desires and the will that you have for our life. You do not leave us. You do not forsake us. Lord, help us. Come on, let me give you one more thing. Lord, help us to not get weary in well-doing. That was the second scripture he gave me. Woo! This morning he was just telling me, when we get wearied in well-doing, it's tiredness, right? It's tiredness because of what we have exerted. Woo!
Weary comes because we're exerting. I gotta go. Weary comes because we're exerting. And I'm not finna play with you this morning. Woo! Weary comes because we're exerting. Okay? So I'm gonna read it to you in the message. Galatians 6, 9 and 10. So let ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we'll harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Ooh. And then he goes on to tell us to, hey, Junior, he goes on to tell us, let us work for the benefit of all. I'm a firm believer that if you just showing folks good, I'm just a firm believer that if you up in somebody else's business and somebody else's case, I'm just a firm believer you can't take care of other stuff or take care of God's business and he not take care of you. So let us not get weary in well doing. The other day I said something on the devotional and I said, I feel like we just got one last push and then you're going to give birth to something so beautiful. I think many of you are in just one last push. And I said, Lord, how do we push? And he said, you stand in prayer. Woo! You know, the acronym, pray until something happens. You stand in prayer. You just stand in prayer. Don't back up. Don't back down. But remember, you're not doing that in your own strength. And even if you do not know what to pray, woo, come on. When I do not know what to pray, the Holy Spirit will make intercession for you. Woo. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that new strength is being birthed on this devotional today. Woo. We thank you, Father God, for new strength. You've given us modifications in our prayer life. Lord, we thank you. This is our spiritual tune-up today. Woo. Lord God, I thank you that some are getting their second wind today. Woo! Thank you, Father God, for the second wind. Woo! Thank you, Lord God, that you are breathing life into them right now. Woo! Lord God, I thank you that they feel their help. I thank you, Father God, that you are showing them that there is more with them. Open their eyes so they can see. Show them that there is more with them than there are against them. Thank you, 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 thank you. The heaviness is leaving right now. The weariness is leaving right now. They're feeling their hope. The weariness, the drought is over. They are no longer dry. They are wet with the Holy Spirit. My God, they are no longer turning to other things. They are strictly turning to you. Woo! My God, you're giving them a power to stand up. You're giving them a strength to stand up. You're giving them a power to overcome. Woo! I prophesy, I declare newness over them today. New mind, new thoughts, new conversation, new eyesight. I declare newness over them today. I declare peace over them today. Holy Spirit, give them a overwhelming peace. Settle them today. Let them not back up. Let them not be double-minded from this moment on. Lord, give them the clarity. Give them the sign. Settle them today. Woo. My God. Settle them today. 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 Settle them, show them what it is to live in your shalom. Woo! Lord, let your face be turned towards them today. Woo! My God, let me read one more thing over you. Woo! Come on, Lord. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. I trust you. I believe you. I trust you. I believe you. Do it, do it, do it. Do it, do it, do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Do it, do it, do it.
Moses, this is the Exodus 33:12. It says, Moses said to God, look, because Moses spoke to Moses face to face. He says, Moses said to God, look, you tell me, lead these people, but you don't let me know whom you're going to send with me. You tell me. I know you well, and you are special to me. If I am so special to you, see, we need to know how to pray like this. So Moses, he says, if I'm so special to you, let me in on your plans. That way I will continue being special to you. Don't forget, this is your people. This is your responsibility. Woo! Bev, it's his responsibility. Woo! Catherine, it's his responsibility. My God. He said, this is your people. They are your responsibility. Woo! He said, don't forget, this is your people. Your responsibility. God said, my presence will go with you. I'll see the journey to the end. Yeah, Yara, it's his responsibility. He says, I'll see the journey to the end. This is God's answer. He said, my presence will go with you. I'll see the journey to the end. Moses said, if your presence doesn't take the lead here, then call it all off. Woo! How else will it be known that you're with me in this? With me? And with your people. Woo! This is a message. It says, are you traveling with us or not? How else will we know we're special? Woo! I and your people, among all your people on the planet. God says to Moses, all right. Just as you say, this also I will do. For I know you well, and you are special to me. I know you by name. Woo! Moses said, please, let me see your glory. God said, I will make my goodness pass right in front of you. I'll call out the name God right before you. I'll treat well whomever I want to treat well. And I'll be kind to whomever I want to be kind. God continued, but you may not see my face. No one can see me and live. Woo! God said, look, here is a place right beside me. Put yourself on this rock. When my glory passes by, I'll put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I've passed by. Then I'll take my hand away and you'll see my back, but you won't see my face. Ooh! Lord, show us your glory. Lord, show us your glory. Show us you are with us. Let your presence go before us and let your favor be our rear guard. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, I need to see your hand in my life. I need to see your hand in situations for my son. I need to see you. I need to see you. I need to see you. There is nothing wrong with praying like that to God. I need to see you. I need to know that you are with me. Woo! Woo! Release, release, release. Lord, let there be great releases today. Impartation, wisdom,
suddenlies, advancement, increase, multiplication, decision making, sobriety, justice, sovereignty, and ridiculous favor. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if the Lord places it on your heart to partner with this ministry, scoot over to the website, lmjministries.org, and you can give your tithe, your offering, whatever it is, however the Lord leads you. You can give it right over there. Cash App is $LMJMINISTRY. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you so much more. Lord God, I thank you that you are causing restoration to come into their prayer life. Many of them have been too timid when they pray because they don't know what they mean to you. And it is their prayers that have power and advance things for the kingdom agenda. Lord, I thank you. You are stirring up something in their prayer life today, that they will no longer be timid, that they will be bold. Woo! They will pray bold things. They will make bold declarations. They will say what you see. They will say what you see. They will say what you see. Do not let them shrink back. Woo! Help them to know they are special. God is healing you from the inside out. He is. God is restoring you. God is bringing you back into the revelation of who you are in his kingdom as a son and a daughter of God. And I pray your prayer life get stirred up. I love you. God loves you. I'll see you in the morning at 6 a.m. Love, peace, and blessings. Woo! Thank you. 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 Thank you.